Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
And yes, indeed, it's The Advertising Show here with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. Advertising Show, a Big Radio Midgets production, and a great show, as always. We never let you down. Gene Bliss is with us today, the customer experience, the customer Bermuda Triangle. And whether you believe in the Bermuda Triangle, I think it does exist for some customers. Also, Patrick Meyer a little bit later on this hour. And look in the mirror is what he's talking about today. We've got a special guest as well, Diane Wilkins, Chief Executive Officer of Critical Mass. CriticalMass.com is the website there. Basically, Critical Mass helps organizations define, build, measure, and expand their Internet strategies and presence. They practice customer experience management. What a concept is that, huh? Your customer is our focus, they say. Your brand experience is our palette. Your business success is our reward. So we'll have Diane here in just a few moments, and we'll tell you a little bit more about her as well on the Advertising Show. What are you looking at there? What do you have?
Well, you know, I'm looking at this beautiful Easter egg basket that you sent over, and I think that's just so sweet of you, Ray, to do that today. And happy Easter, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you eat all the chocolate. It's handmade, of course.
Well, you know, like the old saying, I didn't feel good, so I ate some chocolate, and then I gained some weight, my face broke out, so I didn't feel that great, so I ate some chocolate. And
that's one thing I don't like is chocolate. You know, it's funny. Yeah. I have no craving for sweets or anything like that.
I couldn't agree with you more. There's enough other things that you and I do far beyond chocolate with much more excitement. You know,
exactly.
By the way, we have a worldwide audience. We all know that. And despite recession fears, Ray, global TV advertising will remain strong in 2008, according to a new London intelligence firm, Informa Telecom and Media report. The report claims that global net TV advertising revenues will reach at least $123 billion this year. That's up 5.8% from last year. And of course, this is largely in, you know, with the Beijing Olympics this summer is
sure,
playing a major role in that. And the report also forecasts that pay TV advertising will grow at least as fast a rate, up 39% over the next 4 years. And, of course, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Diane about all the new media activity going on out there. I know that's one of the categories that's growing very well. By the way, Russia and Romania, this was a surprise, seems to be in the showing for the sharpest increases over the next year, which Informa predicts will double their television advertising dollars. So,
oh, cool.
There you go.
By the way, saw a billboard this past week. I thought it was rather interesting. And it basically is asking you to look for the next full moon in the sky. I got to clarify that. Anyway, it says it's a well-done billboard. How ironic is that? Every now and then you get a good one there. It's got a picture of the Earth on it, and it says Moonvertising. Mm. Moonvertising. Watch for the next full moon. And with a little exploration, we found out, you know, I'm thinking, okay, technology, maybe, you never know. I mean, why not? You know, maybe you can put something up there with lasers or shoot it from a satellite or from the space station or something. But basically what it is, it's a web promotion. It's for a beer. And I'm sorry, but I forget the name of the beer. It could be Löwenbräu or something like that. I don't know. But Moonvertising. And, as I said, we checked into that, and it was like, okay, no moon.
It worked for you. I mean, it got you to, what'd you do, Google it and find out what's going on?
Exactly. Yeah, they've got unfortunately, they've got a web address on there, but it's too small to read. So they almost got
designed
it right. Exactly. Yeah, don't forget to get the web address on there and make it big so everybody could read it in the 6 seconds that they're driving by the billboard, okay?
Right.
Exactly. So Moonvertising, look for that. If you want to Google it, you can find out more, but I think that's what it was, Löwenbräu or something. You go to the website and goof around with that, which is a smart idea.
I'm sure it was a tease, though, wasn't it? It'll come out and tell you what the real deal was.
Actually, what I'd like to do is find a way to do that, though. I think it'll be really cool. Gene Bliss is with us here on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. Gene Bliss is the customer experience, and we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle. Where did she go?
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
If you asked customers, they'd say that the obstacle course for figuring out who to talk to and how and when to get service is overcomplicated, conflicting, and just plain out of whack. We often make customers navigate our organization charts in order to do business with us. Sales sells the product, but operations is not given the specifics of what the customer needs, so what is delivered is a little off. Who does the customer call? Sales? Operations? Customer service? In these handoffs, we create a customer Bermuda Triangle where customers feel lost and then simply decide to lose us. The solution is to simplify your roadmap for customers. Let them know who to reach and when and how they'll get an answer when they need it. Make it clear how customers can do business with you so that it's beneficial to them. This is Gene Bliss reminding you your customers are the most important and valuable asset of your business.
This has been your weekly installment of the Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to customerbliss.com.
That is Gene Bliss here on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillins, along with Brad Forsyth, our special guest out of Calgary, Alberta, coming up here momentarily with Diane Wilkins, who is the Chief Executive Officer of CriticalMass.com, a critical mass and interactive services firm that architects solutions to help the world's leading companies increase revenues, reduce costs, and deepen customer relationships. Everything from Nike to Mercedes-Benz USA, Dell, our neighbor, outside the Houston market, Albertsons, that's a great store. I wish they didn't go away from Houston, but they did. But anyway, Diane is, she's done just about everything, as far as I can figure. I don't think she's flown the space shuttle yet. She was a golf pro before joining Critical Mass. With extensive experience in client service, strategies, and operations, Di has worked as account manager, managing director, COO, and president during her more than 8-year tenure at Critical Mass. Regardless of her title, Di has been an instrumental player in all facets of the company. So we have more on the company and more on Diane Wilkins here in just a moment on the Advertising Show. Pedestrians in New York, Brad, and Chicago are going to be, well, they may or may not be startled. I don't think much startles New York or Chicagoans. When passing storefront windows displaying Scion digital billboards, as they approach, the cars on the screen move farther away from them. That's scary. The display is part of Scion's Out of Reach push launched over the weekend for its limited TC release series 4.0. Toyota brand is only selling 2,300 of the vehicles, but hopes to use their elusiveness to further position the nameplate as cutting edge and drum up some word-of-mouth buzz. I think that'll do it for sure, especially when you say you can't have one. Or if you can have one, it's only one of 2,300. So, and the concept of the electronic billboards as well is kind of cool. Yeah. Of course, it's Scion, so what do you expect, right?
Right. It's an expensive car. Hey, you know, have you heard enough about Governor Elliot Spitzer this past week, Ray?
Poor guy.
And then we've got his replacement, David Patterson, that has to come clean on some old stuff he and his wife got entangled in, and staying with the same theme that got Spitzer ousted. And then we've got
Patterson is in. I didn't hear about that. So let's. I hate to start a rumor though. That's not good. Patterson. Okay, never mind.
Well, yeah, he had similar issues. Anyway, and then we got Governor Jim McGreevy from New Jersey. He gets dug up and all of his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
His poor wife has to come back on and
peace, love, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just terrible. I just think it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough. I don't know. You know, I'm glad that you and I don't have children of young ages that we have the news on in our car. Well, let me explain to you what happened, son. I mean, how do you get around that nowadays?
Well, you have a conversation very quickly, I think, and turn off the radio and or television. Diane Wilkins coming up here in just a moment on the Advertising Show. Critical Mass, criticalmass.com is the web, and we've got Diane for a few segments here. Hope you stick around.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, nothing else comes near when you're out of Schlitz.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show. It's Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth, our special guest out of Calgary, Calgary, Alberta, Diane Williams, Chief Executive Officer of CriticalMass.com. Diane began her career at Critical Mass starting up a Swedish joint venture with a small team from Calgary, founded to serve the Saab Automotive Global Account. The Swedish agency grew from 12 to 65 under her leadership. She returned to Critical Mass in Calgary in the fall of 2000, and since that time has participated actively in new business company operations and has led client teams for Nokia, Kaiser Permanente, P&G, City, and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. What happens there stays there in Alberta, mm-hmm. Calgary, right, or something like that. Hey, Diane, it sure is a pleasure to have you here on The Advertising Show. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Thank you for having me. And happy Easter.
And those,
thank you.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yes, and for those not familiar, Calgary is north of Montana and south of Alaska, right, Ray?
Yeah, hang a left at Bismarck. Yeah. Or no.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Diane, let's talk a little bit about the role of an interactive ad agency, unlike traditional advertising and marketing, where many clients have ideas and opinions, don't they, Ray, about how they'd like to see their messaging and media choices handled?
No, they never say that. They leave it to the creatives, Brad.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, just whatever you guys think. But, you know, I really would think that interactive agencies have much more freedom for strategy and creative development in the digital space just because it's such a new and unfamiliar thing to most. Is that a fair statement?
You know, I think it was a fair statement. I think that's changing quite a bit. I've been with Critical Mass for 10 years or the subsidiary in Stockholm, and what we found in the sort of early going is we were all pioneers. Anyone who knew anything about it was kind of the only one in the room that knew something. And so it was very, very much a sort of idea-led, skill-led kind of process, whether it be on the client side or the agency side. And typically the agencies had a little more depth and experience, but we have just seen so much sophistication from all over the place in terms of what's really happening in the digital world and how to message in the digital world over particularly the last 2 to 3 years. We've got brilliant clients who you know, have levels of expertise in some areas of digital marketing that, you know, rival or exceed some of ours, and we've got unbelievably talented staff with fantastic pockets of expertise, and frankly, we're seeing traditional agencies that are starting to show some serious chops in sort of what used to be our exclusive domain. So I think it's evaporating quickly, and you look at this as becoming a lifestyle, and you know, the digital world, and it's not just the internet anymore, as we all know with our, you know, smartphones and TiVos. It's everywhere, and the stars are colliding here in terms of convergence.
Yeah, I would think so. And you mentioned clients and their agencies and so forth. How often are you dealing directly with clients on developing strategy versus working with their agencies?
We tend to collaborate with both. Most of our engagements as Critical Mass are directly with a client. But, you know, one of the first things they do when you walk in the door is introduce you to the guys that are working on strategy and messaging for other channels. We certainly get assignments where we go away, think up our ideas, and come back. But a lot more of it is, you know, we have rapid design labs with client and agency partners where literally you're working through what might have been a 2-month process in 12 hours, you know, in a room getting to know each other far too well. The times are changing enough that there's no one single model that absolutely dictates how we work anymore. But generally speaking, we work directly with our clients and then partner with their other partners.
Yeah, and I would hope that in today's world that clients understand it's always good to have your offline and your online advertising working to support one another. Not so many years ago, Diane, interactive ad agencies had clients that were pretty much focused on just creating new sites and rebuilding existing ones, as you mentioned earlier. Today, marketers tend to look at interactive agencies certainly for so much more than just a website, like producing quantifiable results and contributing to a company's bottom line. Imagine that. So talk a little bit, if you would, about the ways in which Critical Mass does this for your clients.
Sure. You're absolutely correct to start with. It's, you know, it's gone from slap somebody's TV ad up on your website to, you know, help me create a business model that, you know, monetizes some area of service that's completely digital. So we, you know, a couple of probably interesting examples for us. You know, we a few years ago, all the talk was about click and mortar, which was the evolution of, you know, a brick and mortar commerce situation to, you know, e-commerce situation. And now what we're seeing is far more convergence, particularly on multi-channel shopping experiences. We recently launched and have been working with QVC on QVC.com, which was really about, you know, the essence there was the thrill of the purchase. We're looking to capture people's, you know, passion for the product and passion for home shopping, which people that home shop are very passionate about home shopping, and have parallel experiences that complement each other, that help manage, you know, sort of timing or time sequencing of that home shopping experience. So with QVC.com, customers can, you know, watch what was recently on air and purchase that way. They can look through what's upcoming. They can shop directly. And you really have a lot of sort of crisscrossing back and forth between what's on the web and what's on TV. And that time shifting, what was running on TV on that shopping channel, was one of the key components of QVC.com. If you missed the show, we didn't want you to miss the opportunity.
Sure, it makes sense.
Yeah, so it was quite interesting. I mean, it's a little bit of a different model from, you know, click online and go pick it up at the store, or click online and have it mailed to you, you know, which was certainly the land of e-commerce in its purest form as it challenged the brick stores. But now it's how does that experience carry across different channels to facilitate a single purchase and an ongoing relationship.
Yeah, you know, today the web, I guess, is all about not only connectivity, as you're speaking to, but also the ability to, I guess, quantify results. And next segment, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how Critical Mass is going about, you know, showing their clients exactly what they're getting for their investment and how you differentiate your company from others out there making similar claims for services, as you guys have done obviously an outstanding job. You're rated as one of the top digital firms in the world. So we'll get into all that here, I guess, next segment. All right.
Would be a good idea here on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. Diane Wilkins, our special guest. Diane is Chief Executive Officer of Critical Mass. CriticalMass.com is the website with clients like the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Wow, Hyatt Corporation. Let's see, AT&T, Procter & Gamble, as we said before. A lot of great stuff to come your way here with the Advertising Show. Being powered by Shipple.com. That's S-C-H-I-P-U-L, by the way. And what they do is they've got an incredible marketing platform called Tendency. Of course, it's used here at theadvertisingshow.com. Check it out. And it's more with Diane and Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth coming up in just a moment.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
When we decided to get a testimonial for Scotty's, we went right to the top.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show. It's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth and Diane Wilkins now on the third tee, 128-yard par 5.
I like my chances.
Yeah, really. Diane has pulled out her putter, which is highly unlikely. Doggone, the ball went in the hole. Anyway, Diane, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here out of Calgary, Alberta, Chief Executive Officer at Critical Mass. And Diane, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, hey. As we mentioned on the last segment, we wanted to talk a little bit about, how you guys are different than others. Most successful digital agencies today claim to help clients understand deep consumer insights and develop strategies based on these consumer insights. So how does Critical Mass, Diane, differentiate your firm from others who make similar claims?
I think there are a lot of good agencies out there, but one of the things that we tend to lean on is our track record. I mean, we have very long-term relationships with a real select list of clients. We've been working with Mercedes for 12 years now. They were our first client, and they're still one of our largest clients, and that's just indicative of the kind of true partnership that we work to establish with our clients. And, I think that is a little bit different. We've got, tremendous skills and a fantastic breadth of services that we offer, and our work works. But the testament to that is these long-term relationships and true partnerships that we're able to achieve. And we were talking earlier a little bit about, business results for our clients, and the best way to prove your value is to drive their business, when you're in our shoes. And again, that's something where we are absolutely collaborating with our clients. In some cases, we wouldn't know how well we did unless we're working with our clients to set up metrics and targets that we're trying to hit, and then helping extract through their systems or some form of web analytics whether it's working or not. And it's something that we insist on in every kind of facet of our business.
And when it comes to metrics, and is that all about just managing clients' expectations? Do you set goals prior to a campaign? And what metrics do you use to determine a fair ROI on any kind of effort?
Well, we do a breadth of work, so we do a fair chunk of work in e-commerce where you can measure things like actual sales, revenue and profit, and we do a lot of sort of optimization work too, so A/B testing where we can see that one thing is working better than another or creating more of an optimal experience. We do everything from ethnographic research and other forms of qualitative research through to quantitative research. You've got the whole site analytics component of that too, where we're determining whether, did we get enough eyeballs? Did we get enough action? We look at customer self-service is a huge thing for us now in helping our clients migrate existing relationships from more costly channels such as call centers or in person over to web where customers can help themselves through different issues or add new services or, change details or addresses or passwords or, renew subscriptions or prescriptions or those kinds of things too. So it sort of depends on the context, but whether it's an advertising, were we successful in getting the kind of interaction with the brand that we were striving to get, or, did it deliver the dollars or the dollar savings on more of a commerce or customer service kind of component. And we definitely set targets, evaluate against those targets, and optimize against those targets with all of our clients.
Yeah, you guys have some great clients, Dell, Procter & Gamble, Rolex. You mentioned Mercedes, and I know you guys did some work for Anderson Windows. And in fact, what I read about it is you were able to leverage your experience with Mercedes and get in on the short list for the Anderson business and ultimately win that business. Is there a difference between handling digital clients for upscale customers versus more mass appeal customers?
Yes, I think so. I think I wouldn't say that the differences end there or that there's only two groups. It really depends on who you're talking to, and I don't think you can, claim to be about the customer without really looking at who are we addressing. We certainly have some real mass market customers like Dell or Citibank, for example, but we also have niche clients and groups, more the luxury market with Mercedes or Rolex. There's the youth marketing and just the differences in technology adoption. One of the interesting things in the luxury market is sometimes it's not actually the end customer that's doing their own research. They might have an assistant doing their research for them on even a personal purchase. There are definitely a lot of differences and a lot of variables. And our goal is to go directly to our clients' customers, understand them, derive insights from them, and create, the experience or the message specifically for that group based on those insights.
Yeah, and I know I'm generalizing here, but it would seem to me it might be a little more difficult, a little more challenging to go after a more narrow upscale market or consumer for a Mercedes or Anderson than it would be for a P&G consumer product client. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are definitely differences and definitely things you don't want to do and things you do want to do, and there are certainly demographics, psychographics that go with, a certain sort of price point of good or categorization of good. Marketing to the general, though, sometimes too puts you in an awkward spot where you're trying to talk to everybody, and that brings you down to a more common denominator. So they each have their challenges. We're so conversant in the upscale market, given our history with Mercedes and now our deep relationship with Rolex, that it almost seems not so much more difficult as just different.
It's the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings here and Brad Forsyth, our special guest out of Calgary, Alberta, Diane Wilkins, Chief Executive Officer, Critical Mass, and we'll be back with more with Diane and Ray and Brad in just a moment.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Back on The Advertising Show, so much to talk about, and a great guest as well, Diane Wilkins, Chief Executive Officer at Critical Mass. CriticalMass.com is the website. You ought to check it out, too. Diane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Diane, you've been in the business for 10 years now, and you started at a lesser level than where you currently are as CEO at Critical Mass. How has life changed for you, both personally and professionally, over the past 10 years?
Wow. Well, I moved continents. I actually started with Critical Mass briefly in Calgary, just to sort of ramp up before I moved over to Stockholm to help form a new agency over there, designed to service Saab Automobile. We just won the Saab business, but we're also working with Mercedes back in Calgary. So it was sort of all about the adventure when I started. And then came back to Canada in 2000. This is still the same company it was 10 years ago, and so much has changed in the industry and with the people, with the size of the company, and certainly my role. But there really is we've been able to really maintain sort of a heart and a passion that and a soul, I guess, of Critical Mass, because there are so many people that have stuck with us through 12 years of from foundation to now through all kinds of turmoil, that it really, a lot's changed and a lot's sort of feels the same.
Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. Obviously, you had a successful company prior to you taking the helm there at CEO as a critical mass, and you continue, you know, don't fix what's not broken. The former CEO of Critical Mass was quoted as saying the agency is likely to pursue a traditional strategy of conservative growth. I'm curious, Diane, as CEO, do you continue along this same philosophy of conservative growth, or have you taken a different approach?
I think we tend to aim for conservative growth, but we adapt a little bit. We've had some pretty substantial growth in the last couple of years, the last 2 years in particular. I think our whole industry has had had some pretty substantial growth. So we've grown more than we thought we were going to. But we always start out trying to say we're gonna, you know, we want to continue to grow, but we want to give ourselves enough time to continue to evolve and stay better and get better and learn new things and bring on new services. So it's a balancing act between how much we can grow and how much we can sort of invest back in ourselves.
Yeah, I want to get your take on a few quick topics before we let you go here. And we have about, a couple minutes, 3 minutes left here?
Two minutes.
Yeah. What do you think is the next big thing in the internet, in the internet marketing world, Diane?
Dissemination. If I had to pick one, we're used to websites, and we're not going to so much have websites as pieces, chunks, branded applications, services, everywhere and anywhere.
Well, that's interesting. We'll check back with you in a few years and see how that projection has
gone. Right.
You know, how are your clients lining up for 2008? You know, it's no secret we're in a bit of a struggle economically here in the U.S., and I know a lot of your clients are based both here in the U.S. as well as worldwide marketing efforts on behalf of your clients that you undertake. Are budgets remaining what they were projected at last year? Are you seeing a little tightening, a little changing? What's going on there?
We are seeing a little tightening, not massive tightening, but a little tightening, and it varies across client, but there is no doubt that there is pressure everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And finally, you know, when it comes to a digital media effort, let's say someone's listening in, and heaven forbid, 2008, they have thought about it but haven't undertaken a interactive advertising effort. What do you recommend? Where do they start? And what's your suggestion in terms of avoiding the most common mistakes?
Find a partner that's an expert to start with. I think there are just so many mistakes and so many ways to buy into what's current instead of what's coming find someone you can trust that does this for a living, and that they will help guide you in an ever-changing marketplace.
So in a word, don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to do it in-house. Find the services of a company like Critical Mass and make sure you have the relationship and the trust to let them do what they need to do. Huh?
That's a good way to wrap up there too, Brad, as well. And I think Diane would echo that as well. Diane Wilkins, Chief Executive Officer, Critical Mass. And check it out at criticalmass.com. Diane, continued success to what sounds like is an absolutely fantastic company.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Great to have you here. We'll be back with more on The Advertising Show.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe.
What walks downstairs alone or in pairs and makes a slinkety sound? A spring.
What a great guest Diane was. Thanks again to Diane Wilkins, Chief Executive Officer, Critical Mass, Calgary, Alberta. And we teased about the fact that she is a golf pro. She played on tour and all that kind of stuff, I guess. The Canadian tour, I believe. But anyway, it's like, you play golf in Canada between June 1st and June 2nd, and that's it. You know, that's that little window there. Anyway, but good to have you here. We've got Jay Sears, Senior Vice President of Strategic Products and Business Development of Context Web, with a kind of an outreach and kind of a cool thing. It's called AdsDAC, kind of like NASDAQ, but it's AdsDAC. And what does that do, Brad?
Well, it's an online advertising exchange, and you know, if you advertise online or wanted to and want to be able to get in the mix there and compete with what you pay as opposed to being told what you pay. AdStack is a great place to go. They're trying to change the way people buy online advertising. I'm really looking forward to visiting with Jay next
week. Good deal, and that's next week on the Advertising Show. Speaking of unusual and different kind of marketing, like Diane was referring to just a moment ago, and tying it in as well with P&G, P&G, Clorox, Del Monte, KC, General Mills team, Kroger, trying to kind of revitalize something on couponing, and it's called mobile coupons. Of the five top packaged good manufacturers using mobile phones in an effort to revive the art of coupon redemption. And I got to tell you something, if you don't use coupons, you should talk to my daughter, who uses coupons extensively and saves a bundle of money. How about $40 for a visit to a shopping trip? It's incredible. Procter & Gamble, Clorox, Del Monte, promotions still work. The problem is finding where we need to talk to these people in a relevant way is what they're looking at. Under the test, consumers download Cellfire. It's a mobile marketing application similar to a ringtone or a mobile game to their cell phones. It allows them to peruse Cellfire's mobile shopping mall to see which discounts are being offered. If the shopper finds one of interest, he or she checks it off on the phone, creating a mobile shopping list, making it easier. And it's all about not necessarily digital, but mobile digital, which is what we talked a little bit about. Hey, we got a break here for Patrick Meyer. Now, Look in the Mirror is what his segment is on the Advertising Show.
Welcome to Understanding the Future Now. It's the Marketing Insider featuring Patrick Meyer.
Today, what I'm going to talk about is looking in the mirror. Yes, looking in the mirror for a reality check of what you do. As we build ideas, as we build plans, as we do our job, it's easy to slide back and let the bar lower. So what I want you to do is to think about creating criteria that sets the bar high. Let me give you a couple examples. Number one, does it have wow? Does it produce a visceral reaction when people say wow in your organization, wow with your consumers, wow with your system? Number two, is it a strategic brand building idea? There are a lot of ideas out there that can generate sizzle, but does it build your business, your brand, over time? Number three, does it have target appeal? Does your target audience want to scream with delight? Do they want to tell their friends about it? Whether that's boomers, millennials, urban, Hispanic, doesn't matter. Number four, is it loaded with innovation? Have you built in things that are new, innovative, either product or media or packaging or new technologies, but bring innovation to compound the effect of your idea? Number five, does it compel your entire organization, your whole system, to sit up and say, this is great, put energy behind it? Number six, does it drive your brand or your business forward? Because if it doesn't do that, everything else is wasted. So my friends, create your list, share it with your team, and if you've really got a backbone, share it with your management, then you have to hit that list.
You've been listening to The Marketing Insider, heard every week here on The Advertising Show. Join us next week for more insight into the future of marketing.
This is Patrick Meyer as your Marketing Insider. And remember, the revolution is now. Hey, you want to know more? Go to nowinc.net or send me an email at patrick@nowinc.net.
Many thanks to Patrick Meyer here, part of The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. What is that you're holding there?
Well, you know, Celebrity Apprentice, you know, big deal, right? I mean, Donald needs a new version of his old show. Right?
Yeah, I like the involvement of the celebrities, though. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was better than just no-name people. It was a way of just milking it a little bit. This summer's Celebrity Circus is also something that's coming out. NBC yesterday, Ray, said it will roll out Who Do You Think You Are, an American version of the British series that looks at the genealogy of... Yes, you guessed it. Celebrities.
Okay.
The series is produced by former Friends star Lisa Kudrow, and it will investigate various stars with compelling family backgrounds and outline the details of how their ancestors lived. No premiere date has yet been set, but, you know, I don't know. We talked about this with Alex Ben Block several weeks ago. Right. I think that we've maybe hit a peak on this celebrity exposure, celebrity interest, and all this stuff, and soon it's going to, I think the bottom's going to fall out, and we're going to go back to just having a mild interest with celebrities. I sure hope so. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, we're fed an awful lot of that stuff as well, but, you know, as far as who do you think you are, the relationship stuff. So, you know, Obama is related to McCain somehow along the way, and probably Hillary's in there too, I'm not sure. But I don't know. I like the Celebrity Apprentice. I never really watched the other Apprentice that much, but I thought the Celebrity was pretty good because of the connectivity to the advertising world as well.
Well, the next time you and I want to go to Chicago, instead of booking a, you know, some type of entertainment venue, I'm going to get us a seat at Obama's church, that guy there in Chicago.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
He's a pretty entertaining guy, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit so. The Advertising Show being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. Join us next week. Jay Sears is with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe on The Advertising Show. This is a Big Radio Midgets production.